This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 40 people were killed, 60 wounded in an Israeli airstrike on Mawasi in the Gaza Strip. It targeted a humanitarian area there, and authorities say dozens of Palestinians were killed and wounded. Meanwhile, an Israeli civilian who was shot dead at the border crossing between Jordan and the occupied West Bank was buried at a funeral on Monday. The man was among three killed on Sunday by a Jordanian truck driver at a commercial cargo area at a border crossing before the assailant was shot himself. It was the first attack of its kind along the border with Jordan since October 7th, when Palestinian Islamist group Hamas carried out an assault on southern Israel, sparking the war in Gaza that has escalated throughout the region. Germany's government has announced on Monday it's implementing temporary controls at the country's land borders in an attempt to tackle irregular migration and protect the public.
The controls are set to begin on September 16th and last for 6 months. Nancy Faeser is the country's interior minister.
I have ordered this today and have already informed the EU. This will serve to further limit irregular migration and protect against the acute dangers posed by Islamist terror and serious crime. We are doing everything we can to better protect the people in our country against this.
Germany has hardened its stance on migration in recent years, and the government is scrambling to retake the initiative after support for the far-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD, has surged over the issue.
That's Reuters' Olivia Zelino reporting. And this is VOA News. A Ukrainian official says that Iranian missiles in Russia are a legitimate target. More from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
A senior Ukrainian official says Western partner countries must allow Ukraine to use weapons they have supplied to strike military warehouses inside Russia because of strong suspicions Iran is fueling the Kremlin's war machine. The U.S. has told allies it believes Tehran has sent short-range ballistic missiles to Russia. Two people familiar with the matter told the AP at the weekend. Andriy Yermak says on his Telegram channel, in response to this supply, Ukraine must be allowed to destroy warehouses storing these missiles with Western weapons in order to avoid terror. He didn't specify which country is supplying the missiles. Western countries supporting Ukraine have hesitated to let its military strike targets on Russian soil, fearing they could be sucked into the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's Princess Kate said on Monday she had finished her course of preventative chemotherapy for cancer. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
Kensington Palace released video conveying a personal message from the Princess of Wales, who appears with her husband, Prince William, and their three young children, George, Louis, and Charlotte. The 42-year-old wife of the heir to Britain's throne underwent major abdominal surgery in January, which revealed the presence of cancer. Kate said the treatment gave her a new perspective.
This time has above all reminded William and me to reflect and be grateful for the simple yet important things in life, which so many of us often take for granted, of simply loving and being loved.
Kate said she would be carrying out a handful of public engagements later this year.
Reuters' Lucy Fielder reporting. An operation to send an extendable robot into one of three damaged reactors at the Fukushima nuclear power plant to bring back a tiny gravel melted fuel debris has now resumed in Japan. This is nearly 3 weeks after its earlier attempt was suspended due to a technical issue. The collection of any sample of the spent fuel debris inside the unit reactor marks the start of the most challenging part of the decades-long decommissioning of that plant, where three reactors were destroyed following the March 11, 2011 magnitude 9.0 earthquake and tsunami. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.